Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. A pretty solemn sort of approach to the show today, given the performance last night. Joey Johns says it all. As we say hi to Josh Masood, who was there yesterday. We're trying to find a positive, mate. It's very difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, what is the positive? No injuries? No good. Yeah, that's about all I've got to say for that. I suppose the stats man who was recording the New South Wales line breaks had an easy night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, none. He didn't. No line breaks for the entire match. And, of course, there was a period there, 120 minutes of Origin football with no points at all from New South Wales, simply not good enough. The question is, it's not about – someone's always got to win or lose, Josh, as you understand. It's about how you lose. And I can't find a positive about last night, and we stand over a dead carcass now wondering what went wrong.
And you sort of look back on the series as a whole, and New South Wales, every series you watch, the game one's a bit clunky, game two's better, and game three, both teams are generally at their best.
Yeah.
New South Wales, I think, went backwards as the series went on as a unit. They burst out of the blocks game one. Game two, they continued on in the first half, then the second half went backwards, and geez, that must have sapped some confidence or whatever it was, but last night they were as flat as a tack when they came out with everything on the line. You just shake your head, and some real questions have got to be asked about. They always say their preparation is good, but something clearly wasn't right for them to be in that mindset.
And Queensland just got better and better and better, didn't they? They went, as you said, they started however, but they just...
And with all the excuses, Slats, with all those injuries, all those interruptions, how many rookies did they blood for the series? I think 7 or 8? That's got to be some sort of record, and it turned out to be a good thing because I think we saw the greatest debut in Origin history last night from Cameron Munster.
Unbelievable. And I think you might have missed it, but I did catch a little bit. It was funny. Kevy, I don't think, got the side he wanted for game number one. And Darren Lockyer was interviewing him after the victory last night. Mm. And Kevy, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, said, once we got the team right, Lockie, we were fine.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, as much as Kevy could have
a little bit of a shot.
Yeah, but look, hats off. You know, I know it's boring. I know people in New South Wales don't really want to hear about it, but they believe in this mythical spirit of Origin legends, and we saw him out there, Cameron Smith. My God,
yeah, and he was due. I think the opening two games, he neither were his greatest in his Origin career, and he's played many now, 42. But last night, the masterclass came out, and a lot of time spent at first receiver.
Yeah.
Didn't, you know, it was more than at hooker, which was really interesting, taking the pressure off Munster, just allowing him to almost that roving commission that Matt Moylan plays for the Panthers. He's like Queensland's version of Jack Bird. He just wasn't overawed. And now Jack Bird, well, what's his role in the team? He doesn't really seem to fit in anywhere when he comes on the field.
All right, you can call and ask a question of Josh or just have your say. 1-3-5-3-5-3. Where to for Laurie Daly, do you think?
That's the big question today for, I think, everyone in the media. He was asked about 3 or 4 times last night and just rolled out the same line that I've made it clear I've decided what I want to do. Well, that to me says that he's not going to continue because it's not his decision whether he does continue, but it is his decision whether he stands down. I think he would have been more comfortable standing down, obviously, off a series win and handing it over to the next person, which everyone's saying is going to be Brad Fittler. But now it's out of his hands. 4 losses from 5 series. You know, I suppose the numbers don't stack up well for him. And if the stress and the pressure of it has got to him and 5 years is a good run, well, then we could see a new coach next year. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep. Premature talk of that New South Wales dynasty starting. Forget about a dynasty. Just a series win would have been enough. And now all these new Queenslanders that they're blooded are just going to build and build and build. And, yeah, Cameron Smith's declared he's going round again.
Yep.
Billy Slater hasn't, but he may well. Cooper Croc hasn't, but may well. And Jonathan Thurston, I thought it was a great tribute for him last night before the game, it
really
started
good.
To make me worry even more.
And that's what
the crowd were rabid, weren't they?
Oh, I don't want to talk about the guy sitting behind us. I don't want to give him any oxygen. But I'm still rubbing the spit out of the back of my head. Oh, put it that way.
Well, that's no good. You happy to take some calls?
Absolutely.
Angelo's going to join us. Hi, Angelo.
Yeah, good day, TK. First of all, before I just mention, I put something to you guys. TK, you said earlier that the rotation system that Laurie Daly used was pretty poor. I agree.
What?
But our most damaging forward was not Andrew Fifita. The last two games, he has been our worst forward. Our most damaging forward in the last two games has been Clemmer, Trbojevic, and Frizzell. Now, Frizzell and Trbojevic are 80-minute players. Why not leave them on there and rotate the other three guys one on, one off at each time? To me...
Because it's extremely hard to play 80 minutes of Origin in the middle. Only one person's done that, Paul Gallen, in 2011, and that was hailed as a superhuman feat. So... It's a lot easier for these guys to come on when the sting has been taken out in the first 20 minutes. I think if you rolled, I thought maybe they could have had Fifita off the bench just to counter that swarming defence that Queensland used on him in game one, because his first 20 was always going to be difficult when they're attacking him like that. Take nothing away from Klemmer and Trbojevic. They've both played brilliantly, but I think it's a slightly easier job than being that first man in for that opening 20-minute onslaught.
Good on you, Angelo. It's a fair point. I thought I only wanted to see Andrew Fifita off the field for the 10 minutes start of the second half. The game was over by the time he came back, and he was that X-factor player, someone who could break a game open. Didn't say he would, but could. It was only going to be him or Tedesco. It was not going to be anybody else.
That's right, yeah, and that's probably a sad indictment on our backline and our playmakers, that we couldn't engineer anything.
Peter from Lethbridge Park. Hi, Pete.
Hey, mate, how are you this morning?
Could be better.
No, the feeling all too well, Pete.
Yeah, I've just got to start by saying I'm a great Queensland supporter from the western suburbs of Sydney, and basking in the glory of absolute salubrious... well, they couldn't shut me up last night for some reason or another.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, hopefully we won't have the same problem this morning.
Or this morning. It doesn't sound like...
I think I have the answer. But it's going to have to be for all the New South Wales supporters to get hold of. What I want Phil Rothfield or Webby to do is put a half page or a page, blank page, in the back of the Telegraph or the Herald or whatever, and make sure it's reply paid, and put down to the Australian public and the supporters, what can we do to fix the problem? But you know what I think is going to come back, TK? A question mark. Because I don't think anybody knows.
Well, good on you, Pete.
A valuable addition.
You know what's so amazing about State of Origin is that in the last 12 years, 11 times Queensland have won it, and yet every year it's as big as it's ever been.
No, it's bigger than it ever was.
You know what I mean? Like it's sort of a two-horse race.
Yep.
We've seen one horse win 11 out of 12 years, and yet every year we're so wrapped up in it.
Yep. It speaks of the attitude of the two states. New South Wales love navel-gazing and love sort of tearing each other apart, and Queensland just love winning. I think New South Wales probably going to be bored when we win. Like in the early 2000s, the concept wasn't as strong as it was now.
We only won three in a row, mate.
But still, I remember the dire headlines back then.
Yeah. Origin has never been... The fact
stronger.
Is exactly right, but it's never been more popular, never generating more money than
now. The 2000 series decided TK at ANZ Stadium when the bomb went off and New South Wales won by 50. There was only 50,000 people there.
Yeah.
It was a half-empty stadium.
We forget. I mean, there's been games where there's been 25,000.
Yep.
You know, in the glory days when everything was better, you know, the girls were prettier, the sky was bluer and the grass was greener. Maybe the girls were prettier. Well, they were certainly younger. Hello, Chris. Good morning.
How you on, mate?
Yeah, good
mate.
First time caller, long-time listener.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, man. I just wanted to discuss Cameron Munster. I thought he was... inspirational in his debut, you know, considering the circumstances he's under. He's got a lot of pressure, big boots to fill. I thought his kicking, his running, and his strength was really good, considering his age as well. I know he's got the spine of Melbourne, but, you know, still, I thought it was just amazing.
Best Origin debut I've ever witnessed. I feel pretty comfortable in saying that. There were a lot of doubters. I don't know why. You only had to watch Melbourne play the Roosters 2 weeks ago when he was with a team of babies, basically, and almost single-handedly carried them to victory. I think that was a moral victory over the Roosters. It was only Michael Gordon's goal-kicking that got them home. And he's just a player that will fit in anywhere. And he goes under the radar at Melbourne because he's got so many great players around him. But he's outshining what other number sixes have done there in the past, including Gareth Widdop.
Well, he'd be the New South Wales number six.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. It's a strange one, this one, because I'll stand corrected. We've won the 16s, New South Wales. We've won the 18s. We've won the 20s. But the Queensland production line of youth is incredible.
And I suppose you've only got to pick 17 players, though, don't you?
Yeah.
So if we've got three times as many players, it doesn't matter. As long as the best 17 are better. Yeah.
Now, the seventh tackle, we haven't got too many of the seven tackles. Do you have to go now, or do you have to...
No, I can hang around.
You can hang around till seven?
You'll miss your 100%. Flight, won't you, mate?
Well, that's all right, mate. There's always another one.
Well, you missed your flight last time,
life in the lounge. Yeah. Oh, remind me.
Yeah, sorry about that. All right, we don't want Josh Massoud from Channel 7 in the seventh tackle to miss his flight.
No,
again.
We don't.
So what have we got in the seventh tackle, and where do we go?
Yeah, a whole heap of news in the NRL. Steve Mortimer walking out on the Bulldogs last weekend at halftime. We'll hear what he has to say why he did that. Aaron Gray signing a deal with the Sharks from the Rabbitohs. Anthony Watmo and Parramatta, they're at war for a year. They finally reached an agreement. That's all over. Read the details about that. And another really interesting one, New South Wales, a bit of a consolation victory. They pinched some sponsors off the Maroons. We've got all the details there. Seventh tackle, Yahoo 7.
Yahoo 7, we'll go to that. Josh Massoud, thanks for coming in and joining us.
A pleasure. Safe flight, good to see you in enemy territory.